Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Thanks for joining us today on December 31st, 2014. Happy New Year's to you all. And I hope you've had a great year, but you're looking forward to even better 2015. My first guest today is Lynn Janae Resitas, and she's from a company called The Plan. We're going to talk about a dietary plan, and it's something, you know, a lot of people make a New Year's resolution, so this is perfect timing for this. That I'm going to do better, I'm going to eat better, I'm going to treat myself better, I'm going to get in shape, I'm going to be a better person in the new year. So we're going to get into this and talk about the plan, which is a dietary approach that reduces inflammation. And you probably read this, that chronic low-grade inflammation is the basis for all disease, premature aging, and obesity. So Lynn Janae, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Bill, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. How are things in Westchester, New York?
Well, it's a little chilly, so I'm actually happy to be inside and chatting with you.
Okay, good. Well, it's a pleasure to have you on. I'm intrigued by the plan, the dietary plan we're going to talk about. But before we get into that, could you please just share with our listeners a little bit about you and your background?
Yes, I've been involved in holistic nutrition for over 30 years now, and like most people, I was a regular nutritionist, and I thought healthy foods made you healthy, and if you gained weight or you started to get sick, it was because of that cheeseburger that you had or the fries or the quote-unquote fun foods. And what wound up happening about 7-8 years ago is I started to actually track data of my clients' responses to foods, and I started to note that they actually started to have the exact opposite response to these healthy foods, and that some of these healthy foods just didn't work for their chemistry. And I started to notice that certain foods like salmon and Greek yogurt and green beans and asparagus would trigger this inflammatory response that would cause massive weight gain and would trigger whatever their own individual health issues were. So if I was working with somebody that had type 2 diabetes and they had asparagus and they would gain weight, their sugars would rise. Or if they had migraines, a migraine would crop up. Or if they had joint pain, a joint pain would crop up. But what was interesting is in response to these low-calorie foods, they were gaining weight and a lot of weight. So starting to create really a tracking system and note people's individual responses, I started to find that some foods that I had always thought was healthy were 85% reactive, meaning that for 85% of the population, these quote-unquote healthy foods were anything but. And it certainly turned my world upside down and a lot of people's worlds. And I was lucky enough to get a book deal and to write a book, which is sold well over 300,000 copies, and it has been able to change the lives of people by just taking out a few foods that didn't work for their chemistry. They're rapidly losing weight, eating well over 2,000 calories a day, but more importantly, and this is for your audience, they're improving their health. Cholesterol drops of over 100 points, people able to lower their insulin needs, people losing what they had really thought was a chronic illness, and that's exciting to me.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, that's what you've just said is really kind of a mind blower to a lot of people. But it makes so much sense that we're all so individual. Our chemistries are individual. So naturally, the one size fits all doesn't work for everybody. So tell us about what the plan is. What is the plan?
Well, when I was just working one-on-one with clients, I was able to create an individualized template for each person. And what we do in the beginning is we put in, based on my research, the least inflammatory foods. So if you have weight to lose, and a lot of folks our age do, you're losing 0.5 pound a day every single day until you introduce that one trigger food, and you could gain anywhere from 1 pound to 4 pounds which is amazing because we were all taught a calorie in, calorie out, right? How do you gain 2 pounds from salmon when you're not changing the caloric value of a day? And that's actually what happens. So once I got a book deal, they said, Lynn, write a book. This is amazing information. And I was like, okay, how do I make this standardized to everyone? And I was able to come up with a template that works universally. And what we have you do is we have you test the foods that you love. Because I don't want you to eat vegan or macrobiotic or South Beach, unless, of course, that's how you want to eat. But what I do want you to know is how the foods that you eat on a regular basis are affecting your weight and affecting your health.
That makes complete sense. So when you say test the foods, how does one go about testing the foods?
Well, you need to read the book to actually go through. And by the way, it was just released in paperback, so that'll lower cost for folks a little bit. But in the book, you're actually following a standardized template every single day, introducing foods. And days 1 through 7, we like to say, is the honeymoon period, because these are the least the most universally low reactive foods. I just had some woman start a blog, and she was shocked that she lost 14.4 pounds in 4 days. That's a lot, right? The kicker was on day 4 when we introduced cheese and wine and chocolate, and she still lost 2.2 pounds. She said, "This is my diet."
here's the thing. So you're saying, and this is what I wanted to clarify, is your body is the lab for testing, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so exactly. We're not talking about putting it all into pieces of Tupperware and sending it off to a lab somewhere. Your body is the lab, and so you're going to start with a baseline kind of a baseline diet plan and then start adding things in and seeing how your body reacts to those and keeping track of that. Is that what it boils down to?
That's exactly what it is. So as you lower the inflammatory response by eating these universally low inflammatory foods, you're losing weight and you're feeling better. And, you know, we've had people able to cut their blood pressure meds in 3 days, their thyroid medications in 3 days. I mean, it's pretty amazing and powerful until, of course, you introduce that food that doesn't work for you. And what we're actually measuring on the plan is a histamine response, and that's that short-term water weight gain. Right, so that's how you don't change the caloric value of a day, but you can gain 2 pounds. But that actually stays on as weight gain because heightened levels of histamine will start to enact heightened levels of cortisol. And that's not only our stress hormone, but that heightened level of cortisol will enact long-term fat storage. So now it's actually staying on as weight. But what's really fascinating is that because cortisol and our hormones come from the same place, in men it's going to shunt testosterone production, and in women it's going to shunt progesterone production. Now, these skewed hormones start to attack thyroid function, and our thyroid is responsible for our metabolism. But the fun doesn't stop there, because 70% of our immune system is in our digestive tract. When we're eating these foods that don't work for us, it starts to compromise our immune system. And that's how that healthy food, that Greek yogurt or that egg white omelet, can actually make you sicker, make you put on weight, and prematurely age you.
Wow, that's really fascinating. I mean, I'm hanging on every word here, Lynn Janeiro. I'm not sitting back just letting you talk. I'm fascinated by what you're saying and how you're saying it. And so we're saying that healthy foods can make you gain weight and get sick, and that's because of the way that they'll turn on and off certain chemical processes within the body. Is that what it boils down to?
That's absolutely true. And what's interesting and what winds up happening, especially for, you know, highly motivated, smart people, right? We read about nutrition and we're trying to do the healthiest things. And we usually do things that worked for us in our 20s, right? When we were at our peak weight and peak physical health. At the age of 35, we start to lose digestive enzymes and stomach acid, and even our saliva decreases. So the foods that we could blithely eat when we're 25 start to become more problematic as we age. And this is what has been such a conundrum for so many people. I'm doing the things that I used to do that worked. Why isn't it working anymore? I'm eating all of the healthiest foods. Why am I getting sicker? Why am I feeling bad? People are thinking that their body is betraying them when, in fact, it's not. What we say is that your weight and your health is just your chemical reaction to food.
Okay, so somebody could be doing 99% of the right things, and just that one thing that they're doing wrong could be creating all of this bad reaction, inflammation, everything, and creating weight gain and disease.
Yeah, and you know why, Bill? It's because most of us are pretty systematic eaters, and most of us are trying to do the right thing. Right, so you're not grabbing that donut for breakfast. You're having that egg white omelet.
Right,
and that could be the issue.
Hmm. Wow. Well, that's fascinating. It's really so. When you were doing your research for this book, how much play came into the fact of we hear about blood type diets, and I mean talking about chemicals, right? How much of a play or a part does that have in your research?
You know, there's a certain factor about that is true. We do notice that there are certain types of people. We'll notice that some people will tend to do better with lighter animal proteins, and certain people will tend to do better with heavier proteins. So by a lighter protein, I might mean maybe more of a pescatarian diet where you're having fish and more vegetarian diet. And some people do better with steak and with lamb and with beef and, you know, things along those lines. But what we do find and what's interesting is that the body goes through changes all the time. And we find that many people might do well with a vegetarian, pescatarian diet for 5 or 10 years. But what winds up happening is that because their chemistry changes, they actually need to switch to denser animal proteins. And
mm-hmm.
There's a converse of that as well. Now, Dr. Dadama, a very brilliant man, did his work on a very small population. So it was about 2,000 to 3,000 people just over his lifetime. And it was in a very small community of people. The information that we've compiled has been from all over the country and all over the world, every single age range and every single ethnicity. So what we feel is we have a broader stroke. But what we also want to say is, because we've had many people that have done the blood type diet or have done paleo diets or have tried other diets, if something works for 99.99% of our population, and you're the 0.01% that it doesn't work for, we're going to give you the answers why.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what frustrates so many people.
Well, it sounds to me like there's two words that people should probably avoid when they're considering their diet, and those are always and never. So it's such an individual chemistry thing. Like you say, I mean, we're a lab unto ourselves. And so it makes sense that certain chemicals, you know, you just like back in the lab when you put in too much of the wrong chemical, the beaker blows up, you know. So it's very fascinating, very interesting. Tell us about your books. I know you've got two books on Amazon, right? Tell us about those.
We just had the plan released in paperback, which is exciting because we're always looking to broaden our audience and help more people. And what I just published, which is new, is the plan cookbook, which we're very excited about. And in the plan cookbook, what we have are all the universally low inflammatory foods, about 170 different recipes. And all of these recipes are not only meant to lower inflammation, but to boost your metabolism and boost thyroid function. And to me, that's very exciting because thyroid dysfunction is something that's really underdiagnosed in the States. Right now, it's recognized that 30 million Americans have it, but there's a larger population that doesn't know that this is part of the issue. And because the thyroid is responsible for every metabolic and cellular function, and because the thyroid only produces 1 teaspoon of thyroid hormone a year, anything you're doing to interfere with this very delicate balance has long-term ramifications on your health. So I didn't want to call it the thyroid-friendly cookbook because nobody would buy it. Well, maybe 30 million Americans would. But what we wanted to do was really promote this as the cookbook that boosts your metabolism, that boosts your thyroid function, and that lowers your inflammatory response. But I just wanted to go back to one thing that you said that was very, very interesting, is that if you don't rotate your foods, you are going to start to build up food sensitivities, which can turn into food allergies. And that goes back to your saying, the chemical in the beaker. And that's a problem that a lot of us have. So rotating your foods is really the most important thing that you can do. And on the plan, we always say you need to keep testing your response and you need to keep rotating your foods for optimal health.
Meaning daily rotation, daily variety, monthly variety, what are we talking about there?
Well, we found that they're actually optimal rotations, and proteins tend to be one of the things that you need to do. So if you do pass that egg white omelet, it's usually best every other day. If you do well with chicken, once again, three times a week. If you do well with beef, it's one time a week. What's ironic is that the healthiest foods contain hundreds of chemical compounds. And if you think about the odds, some of those chemical compounds are not going to work with your individual chemistry. But the body's excited to have healthy foods, so it's going to break down those compounds one time. But if you start doing what a lot of us do, oh, the egg white omelet's healthy, I'm going to have it every single day, your body can start to build up those food sensitivities, which can then turn into actual food allergies.
That's fascinating. Really, it's just, I can't wait to get my hands on it. So now give us an example. I know I'm thinking this, so I know my listeners are. Give us an example of a recipe that, one of the recipes of foods that we can eat that are universally anti-inflammatory or low inflammatory.
Well, I can think of some that are in the cookbook that are really big favorites with our planners. Our apple streusel as breakfast. That's a big hit, and it's gluten-free, so we're making with almond flour, so it's protein-rich, and it tastes really delicious, and certainly it doesn't taste like a diet. What I've done in the cookbook is I've actually reinterpreted a lot of classics, so we have things like wings and sliders and jalapeno poppers, and we've actually made them all low-inflammatory. So you're going to find everything that's going to fit your palate. I think what so many of us think is that healthy food and vegetables and all the things that we should be eating is somehow kind of punishment. And we're doing it because it's the right thing to do. And what I want people to know is you can eat the foods that you love. They're just going to be slightly different. For instance, if you're reactive to turkey, as 85% of the population is, instead of that turkey burger, maybe have a beef or a lamb burger. That's not a diet. That's just a smarter chemical choice. So really, once you pass these foods, you are eating normally. You're eating exactly like the way that you eat. You're just making smarter chemical choices for your body.
I didn't know that so many people were reactive to turkey. So that's that's a bad
news. Explains Thanksgiving, right?
Explains Thanksgiving. Well, everybody's on the couch afterward going, oh, besides the volume of food ingested. But so, Lynn, Janae, it's fascinating to talk with you. So the book, The Plan, and The Plan Cookbook, is it?
Yes.
Are they available on Amazon? Are they also available on your website?
We have links to them on our website, and you can get them at Barnes & Noble's right now. They're in all bookstores. So if you can go to a small local bookstore, that's always wonderful. And if you're lazy like me, you can order from Amazon. But the book's out everywhere, and we're really excited because we just want to help people feel healthier and feel like they're not dieting.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get that book, and I'm going to ask you to come back on in a couple months and tell you the results. That's my commitment.
Oh,
for
that's
the new-
exciting. That's great.
All right. So because I really like what you're saying, and I know that inflammation is always a problem. It does cause premature aging and obesity. Just Google inflammation, ladies and gentlemen out there, and you'll see a whole list of problems that come up. And Lynn Janae Resitas has the cure for you. That is, understand what your body likes and what your body doesn't. And it's simple. Avoid the things that it doesn't. It sounds like it's a very well thought out plan. So Lynn Janae, thanks very much for joining us today. And you have a website as well, right?
Yes, it's www.lynngenet.com. That's LynngenET.com.
So go to the website, and Lynn Janae, you also offer our listeners a free consultation.
Yes, I'm excited to do that.
What do they need to do? What do our listeners need to do to get that?
Just write into info@lynngenet.com. And we're going to pick one lucky winner to one, have a consultation, two, win a free cookbook, and three, win a copy of the plan.
And otherwise, if someone just wants to find out and says, well, I want a consultation, I don't care if it's free or not, can they just send in and say, just when can I schedule an appointment with you, or what's the best way for them to get in touch?
Yes, we would love to do that. And as a courtesy to all of your listeners, we'd be happy to offer 20% off.
That's very nice of you. Thank you very much, and Happy New Year to you, and thanks for joining us today.
Happy New Year.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with our next guest, so please stay tuned.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.